More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, moving forward. Are challenges, difficulties, or hurts from the past holding you back? We'll help you heal and move forward. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, moving forward. Are challenges, difficulties, or hurts from the past holding you back? We want to help you heal and move forward. You know, sometimes it's hard to just get over it. Despite our best intentions or even the counsel of others, we can sometimes struggle to bounce back from those things we've been through. Have you gone through a tough time? Has someone offended you or hurt you or let you down in some way that's hard to get past? Maybe you're struggling to forgive them. Maybe you're confused as to how to respond or what to do next. Well, whatever the circumstances, let us help you heal and move forward today on More to Life. Join the conversation. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. 25.
I think that all of us would like to just get over the hurts we have and move on to live a peaceful life, a happy life, a life free of the broken pieces that people have put us through or circumstances have put us through. Certainly a lot of people, as you were saying, Greg, just tell us to get over it because they don't want to deal with the fact that we have needs, the fact that we may need their help to heal, the fact that we are going through anything because it just clutters up their lives. And so they tell us to get over it and move on. And yet, is that what God wants? Well, he does, certainly, but he wants us to do it in a way that's truthful, in a way that's truly healed, in a way that makes us everything he wants us to be, which is a healed, holy, healthy person. And sometimes that requires taking some time to sort out the things that left us hurt and learn how to deal with them, not just by pushing them away, sweeping them under the carpet, ignoring them, just pressing on no matter what our minds, our bodies, our hearts, our souls are telling us. Sometimes it takes time with God and time with others and real steps and new tools to be able to heal that so that we can move forward in that healthy, whole, healed way that not only benefits us, but will benefit people in the future as we grow in wisdom, as we heal, and are able to share that with others in the future. And if that sounds like something you're thinking, well, that sounds more right than what everybody's just telling me, which is to just deal with it, or just to be quiet and go away, or all those things that we deal with as people tell us to just get on with it. Just getting on with it can be great if we allow God to heal us. Just getting on with it, ignoring what we've gone through, and not getting a sense of rightness and justice in healing actually objectifies us. It's the sort of thing where somebody, if there's something going on, we're horrible with this in our house. When something and a piece of equipment like this crazy toaster oven we have goes a little wrong, we have to whack the side of it. And that's sort of what happens when people say, oh, just get on with it. They're treating us like a broken object, where they're just kind of whacking us and saying, move on. And if you can't move on, well, we're not going to help anymore. That's really hard to deal with and doesn't bring real healing to us or the people who went through certain circumstances with us who need us to be that light in the darkness and say, nope, we need to heal from some things. So if you're just dealing with past hurts in yourself, if it's sort of that shadow that's haunting you and making you feel less than you want to be, if you're having a hard time getting over whatever it is, if you're struggling to bounce back from something you've been through, if somebody's offended you, hurt you, let you down in a way that's just hard to get past, and you're feeling that the Holy Spirit doesn't want you to get past it without asking them, these people, to deal with it. You may be struggling to forgive someone. Perhaps you're confused about how to respond or what to do next. Whatever these circumstances are, let us help you heal and move forward. Give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
You know, every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And for folks who aren't aware of what that is, it's St. John Paul did a series of reflections on what it means to be a disciple in the modern world and how we can begin to discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully contemplating God's design of our bodies and minds.
And as we look at the theology of the body today, we can see that, yes, we live in a broken, sinful world, and all of us are carrying with us and within us hurts from the past, those challenges, those difficult relationships. For some of us, those hurts are things that we've been carrying around for a while. For others, it has to do with more recent betrayals, disappointments, or offenses committed by spouses, friends, colleagues, or family members. Whatever the circumstances surrounding our hurts, the theology of the body reminds us that God doesn't just want us to limp along saying, oh, well, I guess I'm always going to feel like this.
No, in fact, what God wants us to do is to know that his plan is to heal us, to empower us, to lean into what St. John Paul called eschatological man, which is a new superhero in the MCU. No, it's not actually. It's the whole healed, godly, grace-filled vision of ourselves that God sees when he looks at us. You know, just like when you look at your child, and if they're having a hard day, or they've failed at something, or struggling with something, you don't see them as the sum of their failures and mistakes and faults. Well, in the same way, God looks at us and he sees all the things that he created us to be, all the things that he wants us to be. And in his eyes, those things are more real than any hardship we've been through. Healing old hurts begins when we believe that all things are possible with God and that he is giving us the grace to be whole again, if only we'll set ourselves to doing the work that healing requires of us. Let us help you figure that out today on More to Life. It's 877-573-7825. You know, sometimes it's hard to just get over something, whether that's an old hurt or something more recent. It's hard to bounce back. Has somebody offended you, hurt you, or let you down in some way that's hard for you to get past? Maybe you're struggling to forgive. Maybe you're confused about how to respond or what to do next. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. We'll talk about how to heal and move forward. And every day on More to Life, we really want to walk with you in these situations. And, you know, one of the things that we hear a lot from people is just the challenge to forgive. And let's talk a little bit more about what that means right after our prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son,
and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we thank you for this opportunity to spend this time with you and all the good people who are tuning in right now. But Lord, we bring to you those hurts that are hard to get over, whether those are hurts we've been carrying with us for a while or things that people have done recently to hurt us or upset us or offend us in some way. Help us to know
what forgiveness really means and how to extend that forgiveness in ways that are healthy for us and healing for our relationships. Help us to know how to respond to those circumstances and people in ways that glorify you, that help us to be our best selves, and enable us to work for the good of those involved. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, our show is titled Moving Forward. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to just get past those offenses, big or small, that people commit against us. And we want to forgive, we want to let it go, we want to move on, but. So how do we find that place, that grace to forgive? How do we know how to respond in ways that are actually graceful? How do we heal and move forward? 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Lydia, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Hi, Lydia. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi. My name is Lydia.
Yes, yes. What can we do for you today?
Well, I just want to... I'm a victim's advocate, and my daddy was murdered when I was 6 years old. Mm. And my daughter, Angela, she got killed in 1992, 5.5 months pregnant, and 20 years old, and she got shot by her estranged husband.
Mercy.
And all my life when I was 6 years old, because back in those days, there was no counseling, there was no help. It's like you're on your own. Let's not
yes.
talk about it. Let's discuss it.
That is absolutely true.
And when my daughter died, I told myself, I can't do this no more. I asked God to help me. So I have because I'm non-funded, but I'm a victim's advocate, and I reach out to other people like me, and we have discussions, we talk, because I tell them, you know, we need to learn to live again.
Yeah.
We need to just not, because we don't deserve to be suffering, because we've already been suffering because they took our loved ones away from us.
Yes.
And when you have faith in God, and God's going to hold your hands, and he's going to comfort you, and he's going to be with you, and your loved ones are in heaven. And that's what comforts me a lot, too. And because I'm not going to let that person that destroyed my life hurt me for the rest of my life, because I still miss my dad, and I still miss my daughter and the baby she was carrying. But I'm not going to let them destroy my life, and I'm not going to be hateful and ugly and all that. I tell people, we need to learn to live again. We need to get busy. We need to volunteer. We need to just have the faith in God to keep us going, because this is, that's like, you know, you don't hear about this in the news. All you hear is about the criminals. And I always think, well, why don't you talk about the victims, what they go through, but they don't want to go there. And I'm thinking, well, we didn't want to go there either, but they took us there. And I'm thinking, but what we can do is help each other heal, help each other cope, and help each other live again. Because if our loved ones can talk to us from heaven, they would say, oh, Mom, hey, Mom, don't worry about me no more. I'm happy, and I'm doing okay. You need to just keep doing what you got to do here on earth, because one day we're going to be together. But right now, we're not together. But one of these days, we will, and we have our answers. But I just want to help other people like me not suffer and not go through their pain, and just keep on hanging on, and just know that one of these days we will be all together and happy in heaven. But the hatred that we have for that person that committed this crime, we need to just let it go and put it in God's hands, because I know God will take care of it for us.
You know, Lydia, I thank you for your call, first of all, today. You have so much wisdom to share, and of course, unfortunately, it's wisdom born of a lot of pain in your lifetime, and my heart breaks for everything you've been through. But thank you for having the courage to say, I'm not going to let Satan win here. And that's what these people who have committed these atrocities in your life are being guided by evil. And the fact that you have decided to say, no, I'm going to be there for other people, I'm going to take these steps every day myself, is just brave and an amazing witness. And of course, you're saying, if our loved ones could talk to us from heaven, as Catholics, we are believers in the communion of saints. And so our way of being guided by those people is to say, well, they are in heaven, and I can ask them to pray for me. I can ask them to ask God that for all the grace that I need as I talk to God about this every day. They're there to help advocate for me. But I'm going to ask you before we have to go to our break here, because I think you have so much wisdom to share. For those who are hearing you today and saying, I wish I was where Lydia is at, but I'm hurting so much, how do I take the first steps to trust God again in the midst of all of this? Is there something that you would say to these people who are struggling to trust God right now? Because you've come very far in your walk.
All I can say is just pray to God to give you the strength and to help you and to put it in His hands, because God knows what to do with your pain. He knows what you're going through. He knows your anger, because all the stages you're going through, it's okay to be angry. It's okay to be hateful and to just say, why? And it's okay to ask all those questions. But that is the stages of healing. But one of these days, you're going to be okay, because all of a sudden, the anger's gone, the hatred's gone, because God is with you and He's comforting you. And He's saying, okay, you went through all your stages. Now let me have it, and you're on your way to recovery. And I do know that prayers do help, because when this happened to me, oh my gosh, I had people praying for me, and I can feel the comfort. I can feel the love. And that's what really it got me, my spirit alive, because you don't want to just let go and die. You don't deserve that. So all the people that were praying, oh, I thank them all. And I tell God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Mother Mary. Because of the love and the comfort, that's what got me going on the right direction. And I just say, don't give up. Just give it to God, and God will help you.
Oh, Lydia, thank you for your call. You're speaking to so many people who have gone through the kinds of things you've gone through, but also any kind of pain, any kind of betrayal, any kind of experience of evil. And for you to stand there and say, I want to support other people. I've started support groups. This is what I'm doing. Hang on. Keep reaching out to God. Because you're right. All those steps are fine to go through, but they're all a pivot point where we have to make a choice. Are we going to choose to stay in that place? Are we going to choose to get angrier and weaker by the minute and choose what Satan's throwing at us? Or are we going to choose to say, Lord, I'm taking all of it and throwing it at your feet, and I'm going to scream and yell and cry and beat on your chest, but I'm going to try to trust you, and I need you to be there. And Lydia, I'm so moved by your call today. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for your call today and for everything you're doing. And I pray for your continued healing.
Thank you for your witness, Lydia. And, you know, I think her witness really shows that God can use everything to bring about his grace. If we consecrate that experience to Him and ask Him to show us how to respond to it in ways that will glorify Him, that will bring about our healing, that will enable us to work for the good of others, God will use whatever we've been through. You know, but sometimes it's hard to get over it, right? Whatever it is, whether it's something as serious as the kinds of things Lydia was describing, or something simple but still hard to overcome, a hurtful comment, a way somebody that you care about has let you down in some way. You know, if you're struggling to forgive, if you're struggling to move on, if you're not sure how to respond or what to do next, whatever the circumstances, let us help you heal and move forward. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. In addition to taking your calls, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Anastasia Northrup. She is the director of NationalCatholicSingles.com, and she'll be talking about some advice for singles to get past those breakups that are hard to overcome. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after these messages.
Location, location, relocation. Studies show more than a third of college students transfer, and half of those do it more than once. He reminds us of St. Augustine's quote, "Our souls are restless until they rest in Thee." At Ave Maria University, we challenge this group to visit us, stroll down our palm tree paths, spike a shot on our sand volleyball court, or partake in an outdoor devotion. There's a reason when students visit Ave Maria, they tend to stay. Ave Maria University, your relocation destination. Visit avemaria.edu.
Looking for peace? Longing for joy? God is calling you to know and love Jesus Christ like never before and help others do the same. God is calling you to bring Ignatian prayer into the suffering world, to work for the new evangelization. Here's your opportunity. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com. Order the free digital training and facilitator manual. LordTeachMeToPray.com. Click on the red button now. God is calling you. Underwritten by Lord Teach Me to Pray.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 15 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile. Everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Moving Forward, as we talk about dealing with those challenges, difficulties, or hurts that are hard to get past. Let's talk it out and find ways to heal and move forward at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. 7825. Joining us right now, Anastasia Northrup. She is a Theology of the Body expert and director of the NationalCatholicSingles.com, a group promoting resources for faithful Catholic singles. Hey, Anastasia, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Well, you know, a common thing that's hard to get over, of course, are breakups. And we can often feel like that time was wasted in the relationship. We can get stuck in feelings of unrequited love. There are all sorts of complications in getting past those breakups. What would you suggest to those folks who are dealing with that issue?
Well, first of all, I mean, yeah, you're absolutely right. Breakups are really tough, especially when you have hopes and expectations. And so I think sometimes for me, it's really helpful to think about, you know, the fact that even though it's hard and I maybe have my little temper tantrum and you know, complain to Jesus, right? Say, Lord, why? But then just realize he has something for us to receive in that moment. So if we had this heart of receptivity and we kind of receive reality, this is a reality, live in the moment, and see what else he has for us. And you mentioned unrequited love. What I think is fascinating in John Paul II's book that he wrote, Love and Responsibility, before he became Pope. And actually, it's his 102nd birthday today, so happy birthday, JP2. but anyway, he said that unrequited love, you know, we can think of that as some romantic thing, but really, he says it can actually, if we, like, let it fester in us, it can actually deform love and, in extreme cases, make us, you know, incapable, not really incapable, but, you know, it makes it hard for us to actually give real love. And so we don't want to let these things just, like, fester in us and, you know, and all these regrets and things like that. But we want to have that true freedom that Father Jacques Philippe talks about, his interior freedom book. He says that the real freedom comes, the greatest freedom is when we embrace what we didn't choose. So we don't choose this breakup. That's not really what we wanted. Or sometimes we do choose it because we realize it's not right. But then just to be able to have that freedom to surrender to Jesus and say, Lord, you fill my heart with what you want because I can't do this right now. It's really tough, you know? So I think that mix of reality and surrender is really helpful.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that's hard to really negotiate is that feeling that you know, that time was wasted, or that, you know, well, you know, that was a loss. What would you say to somebody who, you know, is in that place? What are some things that those folks can do to be able to see how God wants to use that experience moving forward?
Yeah, great point. I think what it is, we have to remember, like, this whole journey of life is a journey of learning how to love more and love better. And so if we can see it as a time of, okay, this was more training for us, this was more opportunities for us to love, and God will use this time in our future relationships. I think that can be helpful, as long as we just keep it in that framework and perspective of it's all about our vocation to love, and each part of the journey counts for something. Our suffering is never wasted. I think that's really important to remember.
It's a very important thing to keep in mind when we're going through this, because we can be so attacked by Satan with our own sense of self-worth, our own fears of the future, all of those lies that he likes to whisper into our ears interminably. And to be able to have, when those thoughts go through our heads, it can leave us so devastated and so disempowered. And so to be able to say, no, there is a way through this, and God's the way, and we can do that reaching out and realize it's not a weakness to reach out to God. It's actually our greatest strength, because in that virtue of humility that says, I can't handle this without you, Lord, I really need you to show up for me and heal me and show me your way, everything can change. And so your message today is so important for all of us to hear, because whether it's in this situation or other situations in our lives, we're going to fall into those times where we're hearing all the wrong thoughts in our heads about our self-worth and about our future. So thank you for sharing your wisdom with us today, Anastasia.
And if folks would like to learn more about Anastasia's good work, you can go to nationalcatholicsingles.com. Thanks again.
Thank you.
And we are taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. You know, sometimes it's hard to just get over it. And if you're struggling to bounce back from anything that you've been through, whether it's a serious thing or, you know, one of those more common things, we're here to help. If someone's offended you or hurt you or let you down in some way that's hard to get past, if you're struggling to forgive someone, maybe you're confused about how to respond to what to do next in this situation or to this person, whatever the circumstances, let us help you heal and move forward. The number is 877-573-7825.
Father Benedict Groeschel.
I often go back to my childhood. In church, we love to be reverent, to Christ present in the Eucharist, to Christ on the cross. But I was also impressed by the reverence of my friends in the Salvation Army. They had a little band. And I used to walk past the band on Sunday morning on my way to church. And I was just a child. But I said, you know, they're trying to pray to God. They're showing reverence to God. All this was reverence. Now what do I see? I hear one irreverence after another. And week after week, month after month, the media churns out things that make fun of religion in general and make fun of Christianity in particular, and particularly make fun of the Catholic Church. No class. Absolutely no class.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Christianity never saw itself as the fulfillment of a political process or a military process. Christianity was always bearing witness to a kingdom ultimately not of this world. The Church teaches in Catechism of the Catholic Church that the kingdom of God lies ahead of us. It is brought near in the Word incarnate. It is proclaimed throughout the whole gospel, and it has come in Christ's death and resurrection. The kingdom of God has been coming since the Last Supper, and in the Eucharist, it is in our midst. The kingdom will come in glory when Christ hands it over to his Father. What this tells us is that we are working for a kingdom. For us, the kingdom of heaven is synonymous with the kingdom of God. His kingdom is to be established by virtue of our union with him.
Cresta in the Afternoon with Al Cresta. 4 Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. Many people say that after baby comes, marital intimacy is over. But that is absolutely not true. You just need to be creative. Greg and I love going out on dates to parks, performances, and restaurants. So after we had our children, we still went out on dates. But we brought the baby along. We sat by an exit, asked for a to-go box with the meal as soon as it came, and brought quiet activities for the baby. We went to a few favorite places repeatedly. And most of all, we went into the date expecting an adventure. While you may occasionally have to leave a restaurant or an event with a fussy baby, chances are the date will work out just fine, and you can maintain the intimacy with your spouse without sacrificing bonding time with your new baby. Your social life isn't over when a new baby comes. In fact, it's just beginning to get interesting. For more Catholic parenting tips, visit us at moretoliferadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, the show is titled Moving Forward, as we talk about those things that happen that are kind of hard to get over. You know, whether it's something serious in our past or something more recent, like that offensive comment, that friend who let us down, that spouse who upset us in some way, that adult child who is really hurting our feelings. If someone has offended you or hurt you or let you down in some way that's hard to get past, if you're struggling to forgive someone or confused about how to respond to that challenging thing you've been through and it's kind of leaving you smarting and your head spinning but you're not sure what to do next, let us help you figure out how to heal and move forward. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. The pop-up that played us back in from the break, though, reminded me that we have a brand new resource that we're rolling out for parents that I really want you to take advantage of. If you go to CatholicHOM.com, it's Catholic Households on Mission. It's still under construction, but there's a landing page there where you can sign up for more information about a brand new program to help you create a Catholic home and a family life where you can love and cherish each other more deeply, connect more meaningfully, and care for each other more generously. We're really excited about the program. In fact, that's what we're going to Rome to talk about in June at the Vatican at the opening meeting, the opening keynote, rather, of the World Meeting of Families. And so if you want to learn how you can take advantage of this resource to create the family that you're longing for and God wants to give you, check it out at CatholicHOM.com. That's Households on Mission, CatholicHOM.com. You can also join our Facebook group, a discussion where we've got it going on already. Over 3,400 families have joined us there. If you go on Facebook and look up Catholic HOM Family Discipleship, you can check that out.
Well, Greg, you mentioned that we're speaking about that in our keynote talk in Rome to the World Meeting of Families in June. Right before that, though, we will be introducing this whole concept and helping people have a great day in the real presence of the Lord Jesus Christ at the Atlanta Eucharistic Congress in June.
Right. So, Lisa and I have been asked by the Archdiocese of Atlanta to lead the first ever family track at the Atlanta Eucharistic Congress, and we'll be walking families through the whole Catholic HOM program in a live interactive experience there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I hope that if you're in the Atlanta area that you'll check it out.
Well, even if you're not, you know, we're all moving around more. We're all traveling a little bit. And if you need some time with God and you're saying, I wish I could introduce my family, even my little ones, even my teenagers, even all these people in my life that I love, to the real presence of Jesus Christ, and then figure out how to bring all that grace home, that's what we're going to be talking about the weekend of June 17th at the Atlanta Eucharistic Congress.
And if you want to learn more about that, all you got to do is go to congress.archatl.com. That's congress.archatl.com. You can learn more about the Atlanta Eucharistic Congress and the family track that we're running there.
Check that out. To everybody, and a great way to spend the part of your summer that's going to kick it off with God in your family life.
But we are taking your calls now about those situations where it's hard to move forward, whether it's something you've been through or someone's offended you or hurt you in some way. You're struggling to perhaps forgive, even though you said, I forgive you. That hurt just continues in your heart. Maybe you're confused as to how to respond to a situation or a person, and you're just having a hard time getting past it, whatever it is. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Well, maybe you've forgiven them, but it just keeps haunting you, and it's attacking you, and it's making you feel less than, and you don't know how to deal with those thoughts, those feelings that are holding you back from being everything our Lord wants you to be, which is that whole, healed, healthy, happy person, knowing that he's there with you and walking you through it every step of the way. Give us a call today if you're dealing with any of that And let's get some new tools and some great grace going on in your life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. Greg, we got a message over social media from Jenna, who is listening in Boston. And she feels like, she says, I feel like I can't get out from under the cross of my childhood. My parents weren't abusive exactly, but they did put me down all the time. And now I always feel inept, like whatever I'm doing, I'm never going to be good enough. Anything I wanted to try as a child, they'd say something negative. And now I just feel like I'll never meet their standards that live in my mind. I'll never be able to be anything, and that I'm better off if I don't try, because then I can't displease anyone. It's really hobbling me in my adult life. Is there anything I can do to change this message? And again, that's Jenna, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Boston.
Jenna, thank you so much for the message. And yeah, there's actually a lot I can do, because what you're describing, you know, are the messages that we hear in our heads that are basically programmed into our minds by the way we're raised. But the good news is those messages can be rewritten. Those recordings can be re-recorded.
And I think a lot of people might be saying, well, how? Because I'll never get my parents to apologize for that. I'll never get my parents to say that they were wrong. I'll never get my parents to validate me, either because they're stubbornly set in their ways or they're no longer with us.
Well, that's why I use that metaphor of a recording. Because, you know, if somebody leaves you a voicemail, an angry voicemail, for example, you don't have to go back to them and ask them to re-record the voicemail. You just record over it.
Mm.
And so, no, I'm not saying it's as simple as that. It takes some effort, right? But you can re-record those voicemails that our parents or whoever else left in our heads that just keep playing over and over again. And instead of pressing the play button and listening to those messages over and over again, what we have to intentionally do is record a new message. So how do we do that? Well, there are things that you can do on your own and things that you can do with a professional. We're going to start with those things that you can do on your own, and then I'll give you some additional resources from there. What you're really talking about here, the specific message that I think you got was that you're not effective, that you can't do things, that you can't make a difference, right? And so what I'd like you to do is a variation on the idea of a gratitude journal, where I want you to sit down in prayer every day with a notebook. And I want you to write down little things that you've done to make somebody else's life easier or more pleasant in some way, to make a positive difference in some way. I'm not looking for heroic things. I'm looking for that time that a person smiled because you held the door for them. I'm looking for that time that you were able to offer a little extra help to somebody that you work with. I'm looking for that time that you were able to do something for your child that they appreciated. I'm looking for whatever, it's just the tiniest things that you did that made a small difference in somebody else's life. God was using you in those situations to be his blessing to that person. He was using you to be his gift to that person. I want you to write those things down. And I don't want you to just acknowledge them in your head. I want you to actually sit with it and enjoy it for a minute. Enjoy the idea of being God's gift to that person. Read that thing back to you and say, Lord, thank you for letting me be a gift to that person. And then just sit with it for a second and allow yourself to enjoy that experience of knowing that God chose you to make that person's day a little easier or more pleasant. And praise him for that. And it's going to feel weird at first. It's going to feel prideful, or it's going to feel awkward.
Or you can also hear your parents' voices just turning up the volume saying, oh, well, that doesn't count. Or that. Turn that volume back down in your head and say, no, this was something that I was effective at and that blessed somebody, and I'm going to turn up the volume on this because it is truth. It is what I have seen myself be able to do.
And once you do that, you know, if you're doing that every day, what's happening is you're reprogramming that message, that voicemail that your parents left in your head that was saying that you were useless and you can't do anything, you can't make a difference. You're seeing that your Heavenly Father has chosen you to make a difference a million times a day in the lives of the people that you encounter. Now, if you're finding that that's helping a little bit, but really not getting you to where you need to go, then that can be an indication that it's time to get some professional counseling help that will assist you in replacing what secular therapists call cognitive distortions, basically bad thinking habits, or what we at the Pastoral Solutions Institute call desolations, which is actually what St. Ignatius of Loyola called them. Desolations are those messages that pass through our head that the enemy whispers in our spiritual ear, trying to pull us away from God, His grace, or the person that God wants us to be. We need to learn how to turn down the volume on those desolations and turn up the volume on the consolations of the Holy Spirit that allow us to look problems in the eye and say, yeah, that's a problem, or yeah, that's a limitation that I've got, or yeah, that's a struggle I'm facing. So we acknowledge it, but in a way that says, but here's what I can do about it. You know, here's the next step I can take. Here are the resources I can use. Here are the things I can do about it, so that we can confront those limitations or weaknesses or struggles in a spirit of hope, in a spirit of confidence, and in a spirit of growing competence as well. That's what consolations allow us to do. That's something that's a little different, by the way, than positive thinking. You know, positive thinking just says, oh, don't worry about that. It'll all be fine. You know, but in the back of our heads, we hear, yeah, right. Okay, and so those positive thoughts sometimes actually undermine our attempts to be more confident and stronger. Consolations, by contrast, enable us to, as I said, look the problem in the eye and still have a sense of hope and strength. And so if you're finding that the kind of variation on the gratitude journaling exercise I'm giving you isn't quite cutting it, then it's probably an indication that you want to work with a professional to help you reprogram some of those old messages. But it absolutely can be done, and we have a ton of success with it in our practice. Lots of other counselors do as well. If you'd like to learn more about our resources there, you can check it out at catholiccounselors.com. But Jenna, thank you so much for your message. You have a beautiful heart. You have a lot of great insight, and I know that God wants to use that to help you get to where you need to go. Thanks for the call. And we're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. We're talking about moving forward. You know, have you been through something recently or in the past that's hard for you to get over, to just get past? You know, maybe someone's hurt you in some way or offended you in some way that's, and you're not sure how to forgive them. Or you've said, I forgive you, but that hurt still sticks around. Maybe you're confused about how to respond or what to say or what to do next. Whatever the situation is, let us help you heal and move forward at 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Psalm 147, verse 3.
He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds.
What a hopeful promise from David. The Lord heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Whatever our injuries are, whatever our hurts are, we need to bring them to God. And as Lydia was actually saying in the first part of the show, you know, Amen. Bringing those concerns to God, and I would say consecrating them to Him, saying, Lord, take this hurt and show me how to respond to it in a way that will glorify You, that will make me be my best self in the face of this, that will show me the healing that You want to give me. Take these hurts and bind up my wounds and heal me so that I can be that whole, healed, godly, grace-filled person You created me to be.
Well, and as you were saying just now, Greg, to Jenna, there are steps we can take to cooperate with that grace.
That's right.
First, we open the door of our hearts and minds to the grace of Christ, and then we walk with Him through the healing, through step by step as He shines that light on our feet so that we can start to move into a place of healing and grace and power in Christ. And He's there for you. And we're here to help you figure out those steps today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
More to Life will continue with your calls right after this.
This program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
As Catholics, we are called to protect life at every stage, but our culture continues to impose threats against the sanctity of life, making the pro-life cause the preeminent social issue of our time. But there is hope. The Christ Medicus Foundation and CMF Duro have partnered with one of the country's leading healthcare ministries to provide Catholics with a pathway to pro-life, Christ-centered healthcare. Support the culture of life and learn more about CMF Duro at MyCatholicHealthcare.com. That's MyCatholicHealthcare.com.
Do you wish you could have discussions about difficult topics with your adult children? If so, don't worry. You're not alone. Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak. And our new book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, can help you draw closer to your adult children and help guide them on the path to more faithful and meaningful lives.
You can get our latest book and all of our other books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guerrendi here. My wife and I have used Seton Home curriculum for our homeschooling. One of the great things about it, you learn about your faith, not just in religion, but history and English and science and reading. Their curriculum uses saints as role models. I don't think they've used me yet. Children are prepared to rationally explain and defend their faith. It permeates the instruction. You want to give your kids not only a top-notch education, but an understanding of their faith as it permeates the subjects that matter in their lives. I don't know if there's too much better than Seton homeschooling. We used it a lot. You are the best teacher for all of that. Let Seton get right beside you and give you the material you need. Go to setonhome.org. setonhome.org.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Moving Forward, as we talk about the fact that it's sometimes just hard to get over things, right? And we want to. We want to move past it. We want to just forget about it, move on. But then it keeps coming back up like a bad meal. And so how do we move past those situations where, you know, someone's hurt us or offended us in some way and we don't know how to forgive it? Or, you know, we've gone through something that just it makes us feel like we're still emotionally limping from the experience and we don't know how to heal. Whatever it is, let's talk it out and find some ways forward at 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Paula, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio.
Hi, Paula. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I am a Polish Catholic in Ohio, big family, 18 nieces and nephews.
Mm-hmm.
And
I get the picture.
Oh, and my one niece, the first one in the family, asked my daughter to stand up. And there was a little bit of hard feelings prior to her asking my daughter to stand up, which may have or may not. I don't know.
But, stand up. You mean as a
be in the wedding party?
Yes.
Okay.
Stand up
you
in the wedding party. She was to be a bridesmaid.
Gotcha.
And the young lady that was getting married has four sisters. My parents had five kids, so there's, you know, 17 of these grandchildren were within 15 years. So I think there may be a level of, like, competition, maybe. I don't know. Anyhow, long story short, she asked my daughter to stand up. We went and we helped to throw the shower. She had expectations. No, it has to be catered. No, it has to be this. No, I want real china. Well, the bridesmaid, maid of honor, her sister, her husband's out of work. How is she expecting this? You know, my daughter said, Mom. I said, Bex, don't worry about it. I will, you know, we have the aunts. They'll all bring a dish to pass. We'll pull this together. They suggested a place. No, it's not good enough. Long story short, she had these pretentious ideas. So we got the shower together. It was gorgeous. I brought glass plates that were my mother's from the 50s, you know. I cleaned up silverware, polished it all. I had X amount of napkins and linens. I said, you know what? I'll bring these. Girls can save money. Because none of them, they're in the expensive times of their lives. They got little kids.
I know. I get it. All right. So you really worked hard to give your niece a beautiful shower, and it wasn't up to her standards because she's being a bridezilla.
Correct. And okay. My daughter is, you know, she's going through depression. Clinical depression. She's seeing a counselor. She's probably gained a few pounds.
So I just needed to interrupt because we've got about 4 minutes before they kick us out of here. So what can we do for you today?
Oh, okay. What happened?
Long story short is my daughter was kicked out because she wore the wrong outfit. She was kicked out because of she didn't bring the coffee that someone else.
So she was disinvited from being a bridesmaid at this wedding.
Correct. So okay. Then at the end of the conversation, after 55 minutes of reaming my daughter out, the bridezilla, my daughter says, okay, Jenna, I'm not coming. I will not be at your wedding. I know I'm the wrong vibe. And, you know, I sat through the conversation. I heard it all. And I said, well, I'm not going either. Her three brothers said, they're not going. My family, my extended family, is all mad at us because none of us went to this wedding.
The wedding is passed now. So this isn't a choice of you should change your mind. The wedding happened. None of you went.
Yes.
So now where do things stand and what can we do for you today?
Well, none of my family seems to be able to get by yet. There, none of them.
Now, this is about your niece. Have you talked to your sister at all about this? What's her position?
Her position is Becky should have gone and should have just been there. And I'm like, no, why would someone go that's been humiliated for no reason? Just
you know, you're right. I mean, so I think that you all have to kind of take the position that, look, we love you and we want to be together, but and I need you to talk to your sister about this because this is really the best way to handle it, to go to directly and say, you know, we love you, we wanted to be there for you, but your daughter was a monster. And she really owes us an apology, and I'm sorry, but that was unacceptable behavior, and you know, there was no way we could have been there. So you can be mad at us if you want to, but you know, unless you're able to recognize the offense, then we can't move past this, and that would be a real shame. But we can't be around you if you can't recognize what's appropriate and inappropriate behavior, and the way she behaved was completely inappropriate. You kind of need to double down on the fact of how offensive this really was and not give them the impression that they could just bully you out of the need for them to acknowledge that offense and give the apology. And I want to be clear about something. You know, when we do this, we're not just doing this because we need an apology. It's not that, right? It's not loving to the other person to let them just get away with the offense, because that just perpetuates the problem, right? If you love somebody, you're working for their good, which means lovingly challenging them to be better than what they are. At least not letting them get away with
what they're acting like instead of who they were created to be.
And at least not letting them get away with being a jerk, right? And so you know, you know, it's not about being haughty. It's not about having a chip on your shoulder when you do this. It's about being loving and saying, look, I know you were hurt. I wish we could have all been there. But the reality is, your daughter was awful. And she humiliated and berated my daughter and really all the effort that we were putting into giving her a beautiful day. And that's not okay. And I need you to see that, because I love you. And you're better than this. And this is getting in the way of us being a family. And I, you know, because I can't be around you if this is the way you're going to be. So I really need you to recognize the offense here and apologize for it, because that was not acceptable. You see, you're not saying, well, you were terrible and I need an apology. And have you done it? I'm not doing that, right? I'm working for your sisters and your niece's good here by presenting it in a loving and charitable way that doesn't deny the very real offense that was committed here and the nonsense that's going on afterward. So I think it's important to really double down on this and say, look, this is the reality. I love you, but we're not going to just pretend that this didn't happen. We have, in order to move forward, we have to acknowledge that this was not the way it should have gone, and that's on you. You know, because if you let this go, that just sets up a situation where you're rewarding them for being bullies, and that's not loving to them. All right, Paula, thank you so much for the call. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We do talk more about these kinds of boundaries in my book, God Help Me, These People Are Driving Me Nuts, Making Peace with Difficult People, because boundaries are not about cutting people off. Boundaries are about giving people healthy ways to engage with you so that you can learn from mistakes and move forward and heal relationships.
Yeah, and truly bring real healing into the situation. I appreciate that in talking to Paula about this. You're not saying go over the history of this 100 times, say, well, she said this. No, she didn't. Yes, she did. It's about saying you're better than this, and we are called to be a family, and we need you to recognize what you did in this situation that was so hurtful. I believe we can move on if you can see that and acknowledge it. It can change everything. What doesn't change is if we let Satan just get us stuck in reliving the history of it and bantering back and forth.
But again, we talk more about this in God Help Me, These People Are Driving Me Nuts, Making Peace with Difficult People. Check it out at CatholicCounselors.com. That's CatholicCounselors.com. Well, that's all the time we've got for today's program. If you are struggling to move forward from a past hurt or a more recent hurt. If someone has hurt you in some way that you're struggling to forgive or figure out what the next step is, then come on over to CatholicCounselors.com to learn more about the Pastoral Solutions Institute's pastoral counseling telecounseling practice. You can learn more about working with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life and receive the peace and healing that God wants to give you. You can learn more again at CatholicCounselors.com. I hope you'll see you there. In the meantime, don't forget to let God's grace into your heart, because with His grace, there really is so much more to life. Get out there and have a blessed day.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.